Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm being joined by Applington Parkersburg football coach Jeff Pickna as the Falcons pick up their first victory of the season, blowout fashion, 53-0 at home over Garner Hayfield Ventura in week three. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. First of all, I just want to get your initial thoughts on this one, a night where, you know, things all kind of came together after some really strong opponents in your first couple of games, got you ready for kind of the bulk of the season, and you saw all your hard work pay off here in this one tonight.
Yeah, I mean, like I said last week, you know, it's kind of a blessing and a curse starting your season with, you know, back-to-back state championship game teams. But we honestly are thankful for it. We think it prepared us a lot more than we were expecting it to. It really kind of showed us where we need to work early. So we're really thankful for those opportunities. Obviously, we would like to get the last one, but, you know, you can't always get what you want. But we learned from it, and we capitalized on some of those things tonight, so.
You bet. So 26-0 after the first quarter, another two touchdowns in the second. So it's 40-0 at halftime. I obviously haven't seen any game film or anything yet, but if you kind of just walk me through this one from your perspective, how you guys were able to, you know, get off to that really strong start.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, we talked all week and, you know, really emphasized before the game, just we have yet to play a game this year that is the way we would like to play a game. We've shot ourselves in the foot a lot of times. A lot of penalties, a lot of unforced errors, the punts over the head at Grundy, the fumble at the one at Grundy, just, you know, a lot of things in the last couple of weeks, the delay a game on the 5-yard line last week to not score. So we just really wanted to focus on having a game where we were disciplined, hard-nosed, downhill, did what we were supposed to do, and we felt like we did that tonight. You know, we only had two penalties total, and, you know, one was a substitution, so the boys really cleaned it up. It's really, really was really good to see. No turnovers either, so we're happy for that.
You bet. Complete performance. I did get a couple stats here from Ryan Dillard. Mason Prusiner, 10 carries, 165, three scores, so a fantastic night for him. Benny Waller, 8 carries, 151 yards, three scores. So some of your leading rushers when it comes to that ground game and how those guys were able to get that done. What was that like from your perspective? How are you guys able to be, you know, so effective in that part of your game here this week?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think just all week we really let the guys know that the O-line play has not been acceptable. And, you know, there's a lot of areas in the last week and 2 weeks that we had some guys taking plays off when it absolutely was not allowed. And we suffered because of it. And we really made a point tonight that that will not happen. And the boys took it personal and they made sure that does not happen again. And you kind of see it there with the high carry. So.
Yeah. And when people look at the stat sheet, they're going to notice a 0-for-0 passing. So not a single pass thrown in this game. Tell me a little bit about that and how you guys were able to exclusively do this one on the ground.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think it just comes back to what we're trying to work on to get better. We, you know, obviously you can pass and throw it around. You open up yourself to some things that you know, errors that could happen that you don't necessarily need to. And we were in a spot tonight where we really just wanted to work on the run, and we were going to do that no matter what. You know, we don't throw very much anyway. We kind of had to a little bit against Grundy, you know, being down so much. But we really like to just stick to the run as much as we can. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is, you know, you got something working, you don't stray away from it just to stray away from it. You know, you keep a good thing going, and we had a good thing going, so.
And defensively, you know, anytime you can pitch a shutout, that's certainly great. It looks like you held GHV to just 89 total yards in this one. So tell me about that defensive performance. You know, what was going so well for you guys on the defensive side of the ball here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, back-to-back weeks, really, these guys have just really stepped up. And we, you know, we're probably one of the only teams that are full pads every day. We tackle every day. We run through tackling drills every day. We really are just trying to get sound, fundamental football, flying to the ball, being the most aggressive team out there. And, you know, they've really taken a liking to that. They've really kind of absorbed that as their personality. And, you know, you see it I think the last two games together, you know, barely 200 yards total between the two teams. So really, really appreciative of what Evan Capper and, you know, those guys over there are doing. Great play calling, at those guys in great positions to make plays, and the kids are picking up really well. So
All right, I'm going to take a quick time out here in the Coach's Corner with AP football coach Jeff Pickna. We're back in the Coach's Corner with Appleton Parkersburg football coach Jeff Pickna. The Falcons defeated Garner Hayfield Ventura 53-0 here on Friday night in week three. And coach, I have to imagine, you know, for any high school team, you know, getting that first win under your belt is always a big moment, especially after some tough losses to start the season in the first 2 weeks. What is this going to do, you think, for this this team's confidence as you move forward now into district play? Because after to imagine that's going to be a big boost for you guys as you work on things, knowing that your work has paid off now and translated to a win.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously there's, you know, some kids got some really good opportunities. We're really happy to see like a Mason Prisoner. He's been getting a couple carries this year, but we just really haven't really been able to get him going. So that was really good that he got that moment tonight and got to have the confidence. And again, like I said, the defense, they're probably more confident than ever the way they've played the last 2 weeks, and they should be. But yeah, we're really not going to get too hung up on this game tonight. Obviously, it's a good thing. You know, you want to celebrate while you can. You don't get many high school games in your career, so definitely don't want to take that from the kids. But we're going to really try to be happy for us in the moment, but we got to wash this away and really focus, because the longer we live in tonight, you know, it's going to affect how we get ready for next week. So while it was a great night, we got to move on.
You bet, without question. So you finish non-district play 1-2 now as you head into district play, and the games really start to matter when it comes to the playoff positioning and things like that. What are some of the biggest takeaways from this non-district portion of the schedule now that you got this in the rearview mirror? What are kind of the biggest things you learned about the team here through these first three games?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the first thing you learn is you know, the teams that we played the first two games, they're top ranked in their classes for a reason. They're well coached, they're disciplined, they do things well. The same thing for years, and you can tell when you play them. You know, Dyke did a great job. They only held us to about 100 yards last week too. So, you know, just like I said earlier, just really fortunate that we were able to get those guys early so that we could really have our flaws exposed and have, you know, be able to really see who we're going to have on our team that's going to fight and be willing to go to bat with anybody. So it was really good. It was really good experience for us. Obviously you don't want to come out of it 0-2. But like I said, we learned a lot during that time. So I'm really happy with where our team's at. But like I said, we got to focus on tomorrow. You know, today's over with. So we got to focus on Union now.
You bet. Union coming up next Friday night. Be the district opener on the road for that one. We'll have that on 99 The Wave. Last question here for you, Coach. When it comes to this upcoming week, getting ready for that game against Union, what are kind of some of the things that come to mind as far as big points of emphasis here for next week, getting ready for the Knights here in a week?
Yeah, I think the biggest point is just to not get over your head, not get too confident with how tonight went, not look, you know, try to see tonight for face value. You know, it's yeah, sure, it's good to get a lot of points up in the great defensive effort, but you know, those games at the end of the day, they don't help you win the next game. You got to flush it. You got to figure out what you got to get better on, what other teams are going to expose of you, and prepare. You know, we love that tonight went the way it was, but we can't soak in it. We can't live in it. We got to get ready for Union. And if we spend too much time thinking about how good tonight went and get too confident, you know, then next week will be a real eye opener. So we just got to humble ourselves and get back to work Sunday and know that while tonight was a good game, it's in the past. So,
all right, that's Appleton Parkersburg football coach Jeff Pickna here on the Coach's Corner. Thank you so much for the time, Coach, and best of luck here next week. We'll catch you down the road.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you.
All right, Coach's Corner will continue in just a moment.